At another news conference at City Hall today, community leaders, parents, students, and elected officials gathered to push for an immediate moratorium on school closings and co-locations. WBAI's Linda Perry was there and files this report.
Parents, union members, and activists stood in the freezing cold. They held signs saying, "Fix our schools, close the achievement gap, not our schools, stop mayoral control." Another sign read, "Enough is enough."
Fix our schools, not just close them. Fix our schools, not just close them. Fix our...
My name is Tyron Francisco. I came from Sheepshead Bay High School, where I felt like I was a complete and total stranger in the halls of my school. The only time I got to see my guidance counselor was when I was actually leaving the school to go to my current school, Brownsville Academy High School. They instilled in me the things that I need to succeed and gave me hope into a future that I know that I could be a part of. That I don't have to just be on the street. I could just go out there and I could be a politician, an advocate for other people who are being oppressed. And that's exactly how all of us feel right now. I could speak for every single Brownsville Academy scholar and just tell you now that we feel just disrespected.
Francisco says city officials came into his school to look around to determine how much space could be used for co-locations to include other schools within the same facilities.
I felt like a complete and utter number to them. Well, I'm here today with New York Community for Change and all these other politicians here to say that we just need to stop this. It's ridiculous.
Natasha Capers is a public school parent in Brownsville.
That in 2013, we have students who feel discarded within their educational system. That is a disgrace to us as a city, especially to our mayor, who touts himself as the education mayor, but yet our students feel discarded and disrespected. How sad.
At the news conference, mayoral hopefuls talked about the pitfalls of co-location and of closing schools. Among them, Bill Thompson, former New York City controller, and also former president of the New York City Board of Education.
We worked and knew how to turn schools around. School closings aren't a policy. It's not an educational strategy, and the Bloomberg administration has embraced it as such. They act as if school closings are real policy. They're not. If anything, it's an admission of failure. What we need to do is to work to turn schools around. There's something called the Chancellor's District that used to exist. They got rid of it. Chancellor's District turned schools around. Co-location right now, they're using school closings and then turning around and co-locating schools and charter schools in there. Not against charter schools, but against bad educational policy again.
Mayoral hopeful and current New York City Controller John Liu says school closures are seen by the Bloomberg administration and the Department of Education as a sign of progress.
They proudly announced that they're going to close dozens of schools and in fact have closed about 140 schools during their tenure. That's not progress, that's defeat. Also, these co-locations are so often based on incredibly faulty capacity and utilization data. And they create so much friction and tension within the school buildings, between administrators, between children, between the teachers, between parents. And they create great rifts in the community. They do far more harm than good. For all these reasons and every other reason that everybody's going to say today, we got to stop the school closures and the co-locations.
The other mayoral candidate to speak at the City Hall rally was public advocate Bill de Blasio.
This mayor, this chancellor, do not believe in working with parents. They do not believe in working with teachers and administrators to fix troubled schools.
De Blasio says it's clear that the lights are out and no one is listening at the Tweed Building and at City Hall, and that the only solution is a moratorium on school closings. King George is with New York Communities for Change.
We're tired of this, the children being, you know, scapegoats for the mayor and all the political things. For the last 10 years, he's went against every rule and every constitutional and civil rights movement that we ever made. And so, actually, myself, I'm sick and tired of him acting like a dictator and acting like we don't exist.
Santos Crespos, president of Local 372, vice president of District Council 37, is also no fan of Mayor Bloomberg.
I represent the support services in New York City Board of Education. So those are your folks that do your breakfast, your lunch, your school crossing guards, your family worker, your substance abuse counselors. And they've all been outraged. They're the lowest paid employees in the Board of Ed, and they're the first ones to see the door when there's a budget cut. And the thing is that there's no reason for any budget cut. So, and I've lost over 2,000 plus members since he's been in office.
Crespo's union members are careful observers of the effect of co-location on students.
They see it as an apartheid system in reality, right? Where you have students that enter one area of the building, that one area of the building has what they call the prime stuff, new desks, new chairs, computers. And so the other students that may even live in the same building with us, looking at them, is like, well, what's wrong with me? Am I not entitled to the same, to the same thing?
Robert Jackson, chair of the City Council's Education Committee, says the bottom line is don't close schools, fix them. And that was the message echoed by all participants standing in the cold in front of City Hall. Linda Perry, WBAI News, New York.